Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. I just got in and say this is one of my early shows, so I'll do my best here. And I want to start out with the Sonics, which is a garage rock band from Washington State. Started in the early 60s, and we're an inspiration for a lot of later bands. And last year, they released their first new album in over 40 years. This is the Sonics. And the five-member band has three original members. Something's not right here. What's going on? All right, I don't know if I came across there. As I said, my name is Marion Farrow. This is Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to start with the Sonics, a garage rock band from Washington State. Started in the early 60s, was an inspiration for lots of later bands. Last year released their first new album in over 40 years. This is the Sonics. And the band still has three original members. And from This is the Sonics, This is the Hard Way. What's going on? Why isn't it playing? We'll be right back.
sugar shack. Take it to the sugar shack. I'm gonna take it to the sugar shack. Cause I'm electric. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm electric. I'm an electric man. I'm electric. Yes, I am.
Everything's working here. Wait a minute here. Is this working? Something a little weird's going on here. What else is new when you're new at this? The first song you heard was The Sonics, The Hard Way from This Is The Sonics. After that, you heard The Angels with Face the Day from their Liveline album. The Angels, an Australian band known mostly as Angel City outside of Australia because there was some conflict with another band's name. And this song, Face the Day, was originally on their 1980 album, Dark Room. Unfortunately, not too many people in the U.S. knew about them, but anyone who did really loved them. After that was Rival Sons with Electric Man from the 2014 album Great Western Valkyrie. Then you heard the Blues Magoos with We Ain't Got Nothing Yet from their debut album Psychedelic Lollipop in 1966. It was one of the first records with the word psychedelic on the sleeve. Single made it to number 5 on the charts, and the band formed in the Bronx in 1964 and were around till 1972. In 2008, the band reunited with 3 original members for 2 concerts. Then in 2014, they released Psychedelic Resurrection, then their first new album in 43 years, and went on tour. I actually saw them at Johnny D's. It was a good show. Let's see what we're doing now. Just some local bands for you now. I've got a little problem with the computer here that I'm going to try to figure out. In the meantime, I will get you some local. Let's see what I have. Okay, we've got the Devil's Twins with Empty Cupped from their 2015 EP Consequences. Really good local band, and great to see live as well. So here is the Devil's Twins.
When did I start to care? Why do I stop and think? I need a pill, I need a fix, I need to pour myself a drink. I let myself get low until I sink. When all the pretty, pretty little girls don't change a thing. Is it enough to fill it up, this empty cup? I get my tongue tied up, I think enough's enough. I won't believe, but there's something holding me. I tear the pages from the life that we've become. I burn them all to stay clean. Is it enough to fill it up, this empty cup?
She makes us laugh. She's such an awkward girl. Walks into walls of glass. She's living.
right, that was just Joe Bonamassa doing Some Other Day, Some Other Time from his new album Live at the Greek. Before that, you heard our local band Bad Marriage with Knock Three More Times from their EP of the same name. I'm sorry that that got cut off. Little glitches here. Before that was Awkward Girl from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band from their EP Bad Real. And they are working on another album now, which will be out in the spring. Looking forward to that. And before that was the Devil's Twins with Empty Cup from their 2015 EP Consequences. What do I have? You know what? Some more nice guitar. Or should I say serious guitar? you know what we got here? I've got this new Eric Clapton live album. It was really good. Live in San Diego with special guest J.J. Cale. And the show was recorded on March 15th, 2007 in San Diego. Really good stuff. A lot of his, studio stuff I'm not big on these days, but he still got it live. So here is Clapton doing the Jimi Hendrix song, Little Wing.
Yeah, that was some of the things I always mess around with. That first thing was called Paper Airplanes, if you want to call it that. That other thing was called, I don't know, I forgot already, we already did it. Anyway, we like to do a slow blues here, if it's all right. We like to do a thing called a Lonesome Train, we can call it that for right now.
All right, let's see now. We just heard... Why can't I hear this thing? Is this working? I hope so. I can't hear it through my headphones. We heard Joe Bonamassa, Some Other Days, Some Other Time, live at the Greek Theater. Then Eric Clapton with Little Wing, live in San Diego. A great new album. He did a great version of Little Wing with Derek and the Dominoes, and another great version right here now. Then we heard Jimi Hendrix doing Love a Man from Machine Gun, which is a new album of his. It is the it's the first show at the Fillmore's first show from 12/31/69, first ever performance of the Band of Gypsies, the band he had with Buddy Miles and Billy Cox. Then you heard Jeff Beck doing Peter Gunn from album Rock and Roll Party, honoring Les Paul, and that was Trombone Shorty on there with him. A little bit of a PSA now. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of all home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Let's see, how much more song do I have time for? Of course, I've got all my long songs left toward the end, the nice serious guitar songs. I don't have the times of the songs right here, unfortunately. See now, which one should I play for you? Let's see. I've got a good Rory Gallagher here for you. Have a remastered version of his album Stage Struck, which was his third live album, originally released in 1980. And this song is Moonchild, Rory Gallagher. All right, that was Rory Gallagher with Moonchild from the Stage Struck album. That guy's guitar is just amazing, ain't it? Or was. But we can still listen to it forever if we'd like. My name is Marion Farrow. I'm signing off from Rock Under the Radar. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Next show will be on very shortly. I know, usually you put the thing.